Like the people of Nazareth, we have the danger of thinking of Jesus as only a provider or someone who's supposed to be the miracle dispenser to us. When we come to God, do we only expect miracles? Do we only expect Him to give us what we want? The people of Nazareth wanted Him to perform a miracle, and He refused. Because Jesus is not an entertainer. He is not there to entertain you or entertain me. He's not there to make us get what we want, right? He invites us toward a deeper faith, a deeper trust, a deeper love. And this is what St. Paul said in the first reading today, my brothers and sisters, that he's affirmed to us that our final destination is not here on earth, but in the heavenly homeland. So the question would be, how are we preparing for heaven? Heaven is not something that we think that when we die, it will happen. Right? Heaven begins now. This complete state of union with God, this complete state of loving God, this complete state that putting God first. Heaven begins now. And if we don't prepare ourselves for heaven, heaven is going to be hellish. Because if we don't expand our heart to receive God now, then our heart will always be self-centered, egoistical. It's all about me, 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 me. And we refuse to love. Jesus wanted more. He wanted people to see beyond the signs, beyond the miracles, that He healed, that He performed all these things, so that He restored deep within us our self-worth, our dignity, and remind us of our purpose and our mission as beloved sons and daughters of God, of our heavenly homeland. The Son of God came to live like us in all things but sin, to show us who we are, beloved sons and daughters of God. Are you proud to be beloved sons and daughters of God? Or are you and I only look at God as a miracle dispenser? Someone that we think that, oh yeah, if I do this, He better do that for me. Or if I go to church, He better give me what I want. Or if I do my prayer, He better protect me from all evil. God is more than that. It's not a transactional matter. It's a loving matter. And it requires us to change our life constantly. To change our life deep from within, to put God first. And today, we celebrate Labor Day. All of us, most of us, get a day off. But let me say this to you. I've seen this in my own life as an immigrant and as a priest. Sometimes parents, we think that we need to labor or we need to do a lot of work in order to provide for our children. But what are we providing for them? We are teaching them not just to have more things of this world, but to love the things of heaven. So when we go to work, when we labor, we must not let our work and our labor take a hold of us, define us. Our labor, our works are supposed to sanctify our life. Lord, I invite you where I am now. Lord, I invite you to my family. Lord, I ask you to lead us not toward having more things, but let our labor, our work, our sacrifices give you glory and praise. Lord, help me to not only provide for my children, for my family, but help me to lead them to heaven. My brothers and sisters, this is what we're called as Catholics to be, not only of this world, but for this world. So today, as we celebrate Labor Day, I invite you to think, if you and I die today, what would be our greatest contribution or result of our labor? What will our children remember us by? Will they remember us by always working so that we can have more things? Or will they remember us as someone who truly lead them towards something higher, something eternal, something everlasting, something that this world cannot rot them away? Seek God first, give God first, and allow God to be in our words, our actions, beyond the things of this world.